Are they cheating?
Chances are, yep, they're cheating.
But just to make sure, it's the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB.
I wonder if some people get confused what War of the Roses is like, what that even is. Well, there was a movie 30 years ago with Danny DeVito called War of the Roses, but there actually was a War of the Roses. If you look it up on Wikipedia, it's a real war. That's where this
interesting,
but I don't know, this feature's name came from.
Yeah.
But now we call it War of the Roses because there are roses, and that usually starts some sort of a battle, some sort of a fracas between a couple. We got Matt on the phone, and Matt is, you have some evidence that your wife, Dana, has been seeing somebody while you're out of town up north ice fishing, or tell me the story. What happened, Matt?
Yeah, I went on an ice fishing trip last weekend, and I got home on Sunday. On Tuesday, I went to our guest room, and I noticed that the blinds were closed. And I thought it was really strange because they're never closed. They're never closed.
Okay.
So there was that. And then my wife likes to work out on the weekends. She goes every Saturday and Sunday. And I noticed that on Sunday, she didn't go because her workout wasn't logged on her Apple Watch. And she's the kind of person that, like, she needs to prove that she's gone. She needs to have her workout recorded.
Oh, my wife is the same way. Not to jump in, but my wife's the same way. She's like, oh, God, I ran 3 miles and I didn't have my Fitbit on.
Yep.
So, okay. Yep. So that means that she didn't go to the gym, probably.
I know for a fact that she did not go to the gym.
Okay. Okay.
So there was also, honestly, the most damning thing is, there were boot marks in the entryway.
Okay.
It was,
and obviously not your boot marks or her boot marks.
No. It was some guy's boots. I could see them on the tile in our entryway.
Now, I'm thinking if you see boot marks, and I know exactly what you mean. It's that sloppy, muddy time, especially over the weekend. It's a little warmer. You track in mud and snow, and then it makes little boot marks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Normally, okay, whatever. Is that your brother? Did the neighbor come by? Something. But combined with her not going to the gym. But the one thing that's really intriguing to me is let's go back to the guest room blinds or shades or whatever you call them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what you're saying there. So you're saying that your wife had somebody over, hooked up with him in the guest room because she maybe didn't want to hook up in your bed because that's weird. And if it was night, you don't want the neighbors looking in and seeing a strange guy, or you hooking up in there, so you close the blinds. Because your blinds in your guest room, they're never closed.
No. At least she had the courtesy to hook up in the guest room and not our bedroom.
If indeed she really did. Like, I mean, it sounds
The main thing is you're out of town. I mean, that's the main thing. You were out of town, so it made it easy for her to do this if that's what she did do.
But is that surprising? I mean, has there been other things in the past that, because if I found all that with Susan, she is so not, as far as I know, the hookup while I'm out of town person.
Yeah.
If I found that, I'd be like, what's going on with it? That's weird. Why is the guest room blinds closed? Oh, because I was having movie night in there. I don't know
cleaning
what she would say.
Cleaning up, maybe.
Right. But then the boot marks and then the missing time from the gym. So has there been anything before that made you go, Dana might be seeing somebody?
No. And that's why it's just such a shock because it's like multiple things at once. And so to me, it clearly suggests that she did something here.
Yeah, man, I don't want to say that you're right, but I think that you're onto something because just three things like that, if it was just one, but that guest room thing, what? Do you have a guest room? You have a guest room at your house.
Yeah.
You ever go in there?
Yes.
That's not the main thing to me. That would not stand out at all. The boot marks are way more. I would never even notice the blinds being different, probably. But the boot marks, for sure.
Okay. Well, what we can do is we can call Dana. And since it's a woman, we usually don't send roses to, like, we don't offer a woman, hey, send roses to your male partner. Although, you know what? Sure, you totally could. But we trap them a little bit differently. We say, hey, you've won a free romantic candlelit dinner, and maybe you can say it's one of those booths that's got the curtains that close on it, Fallon.
Hey.
Like, is it Axel's over in Chanhassen? It's the booth that Prince used to go to, that one.
Okay.
And it was the one where you could sit in the booth. They would close the curtains around you. So maybe you can say something like, oh, it's got the booth with the curtains, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because you wouldn't go there with, like, your boss or your best friend, Maggie.
I think it'd be weird if you set up dinner with your boss anyway. Then I would assume there may be something going on with your boss. Like, if I got a survey and they were like, who do you want to have dinner with? I could confirm I would not randomly pick you or Rich. No offense, Dave. I would probably pick Jake. Or a friend, like,
I
no offense.
Get it.
Yeah,
I get
you wouldn't
it.
Pick me either.
All right, so we're going to make the phone call. If you can hang on for a second, Matt, we'll call Dana, see who she wants to have the romantic candlelit dinner with, and that will be either help clear her name or it'll cause even more trouble. Hang on. We'll do that in a second. So what do you think? Could there be any other explanations for the guest room blinds closed, for the mud, for the missing time at the gym? Do you also obsess over your Fitbit or Apple Watch when you did a workout and you're like, God, I burned hundreds of calories. I didn't have it on. Nobody cares but you. That's the thing, yep, is it doesn't make any difference. You still burn the calories. So what do you make of this one? Send me a text at KDWB153921 or call me before we make the phone call. We'll do that next on KDWB. And we're about to make the phone call on War of the Roses. It's 7:48 in the morning, and somebody is, their life is about to change. But first, let's read some of the text messages on War of the Roses to find out what you think from all the evidence. To me, the blinds closed in the guest room.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? That just coincides too weird with he was out of town. The muddy boot prints?
Mm-hmm.
What are people saying via text at KDWB1 before we make the phone call?
They said the boots. 100% cheating, scandalous. She's busted. That's from Melissa.
Here's one. Says, did she say she worked out on Sunday and actually lied about it? If he didn't ask her, that's a big jump. Here's somebody says, I closed the blinds to keep the heat in. Okay.
This person says, I wish my husband would notice the blinds closed or boot marks on the floor.
Really? That's so funny. She bought new boots and didn't want to tell her husband. She's sneaking him around in her new boots and not with another man. Okay.
That's possible.
That's one way to read it. She's like, he said, oh, don't spend any more money. We can't afford it right now. And so she went out and bought new boots. And then she didn't go work out because maybe she didn't want to. And she closed the guest room blinds because she was having sex in there.
What?
I'm just speculating.
Something about this guy, this attack, sounds kind of like a controlling creeper. I'd be looking for someone else, too. Someone else said, I would have went fishing with my husband. Make it a Saturday dinner since it seems to be the day that she likes to disappear, someone said.
Okay, well, we're going to make the phone call right now here on KDWB. And after we make the phone call and find out what happens, we're going to talk to attorney Jonathan Fogel, he always has a story.
Mm-hmm.
He always is like, you know, that reminds me of the time back in 2006 when I had a client. So this is Jonathan Fogel, attorney, family attorney, coming up in a second. First, though, the phone call on War of the Roses on KDWB.
Dana, we're going to set up a romantic candlelit dinner for two. I don't know if you've seen one of these booths before, but it's super cool. We just experienced it last weekend, where you go and they pull like the curtains around you. And so it gives you kind of that more intimate feeling. And with everything going on, it honestly, you feel a little bit like more distant from people. So it's cool. But we can set that dinner up for you. We'll find a date and everything that works for you. So first of all, who would you like to have the dinner with?
Why do you need to know his name?
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry I didn't explain that. Great question. It is a nicer restaurant, and we like to leave little place cards on the table. So we already have your name. So your name will have a place card, and your guests will as well. So, I mean, if you don't want to share, you don't have to, but it's just a nice little touch.
Yeah, no, it's fine. His name is Dan.
Okay, great. And so does this weekend work for your reservation then?
Let me look at my calendar. I can't do this weekend, but do you have anything available around like March 20th?
Yeah, March 20th is great. I can definitely schedule that.
And I'm pretty open in the evening. So do you have an opening maybe around like 7:30?
Perfect. Yep. We have a 7:30. Yeah.
Do you like surprises, Dana?
I mean, I guess it depends on the surprise.
Well, number one, here's a new voice just going to jump in here.
My coworker.
You know, we all say we love surprises, but only if they're good ones, like, you know, a cake or something like that. But I have a surprise for you, Dana. It's not really good news, and that is that this whole survey with the free dinner and that type of thing, it's all kind of a sham, because what we really wanted to find out was who you would choose to have dinner with. And
what is this?
Well, it's not even about me, even though we work over at KWB, the radio station, and, you know, we're listening right now. But the main person that wanted to hear about this was your husband, Matt. And Matt was curious to find out if you would choose to have dinner with him or somebody else, but you didn't choose your husband.
Are you kidding me? Are we really on the radio right now?
Well, I was listening in and overheard the whole thing.
You know what, Dana? I really didn't want to believe it, but I knew it. I knew that this is what you were doing.
I mean,
I knew it. You're cheating on me? Are you serious? March 20th.
I mean, I
the weekend I go out of town.
I can't believe, one, that you didn't just ask me this and now you have me on the radio. But since you have me on the radio and this is how you want to do it, yes, I have been cheating on you, because you go out of town almost every weekend. You never spend time with me. You're never...
What?
No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. What do you expect me to do when you put nothing into our relationship?
Oh, okay. Oh, so the solution for that is just to go to sleep with some guy. You don't talk to me about me going on trips with my friends.
I didn't want to do this, but someone started paying attention to me and things just kind of happened, and you're never there.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, right. Like,
You
bring someone into our home.
So wait, let me ask you, and this is none of my business, but I think people are curious, you know, not that it justifies anything, but is he's gone all the time?
He's gone almost every weekend, and it's not like it's work or anything.
I'm not gone almost every weekend.
He goes on hunting trips, fishing trips, all with his buddies. They golf together. They hang out together. He never invites me, ever. He never asks me if I'm okay that he's going. He just leaves. So, and this has been happening for pretty much close to a year now.
So why don't you talk to me about this? If it's upset you so much, then why don't you talk to me? Why don't you ask to go?
I have tried to talk to you about this, but you shut me down every time. I don't know why you can't take me on, you know, a cabin weekend if you want to get out of the house so bad. I understand we're all shut in all the time. I get wanting to get away, but you never include me. And every time I try to talk to you about it, you act like it's not a big deal and just dismiss it.
You know what brought this on was... And again, none of my business, and you can hang up anytime you want to, Dana, but he, on his ice fishing trip last weekend, he noticed that the curtains were pulled or the blinds were pulled in the guest room, and he was wondering, were you using the guest room to hook up? And now that I'm asking this, I don't even want to know the answer, because it's not my business, but his suspicion was that
and
you
I'm
had...
I don't feel like I need to air my dirty laundry on the radio. I can't believe we've already gone this far on the radio. I can't believe that if you are so angry about me not talking to you, I'm angry that you couldn't have asked me this to our face. Instead, you have me on a radio station right now. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No,
we're married.
We could have had an adult conversation about this. I've tried to have these conversations with you, but this just shows how immature you are. Every time you brush me off, and then now you're going to put me out. You're going to blast me on the radio. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's real mature of you to just cheat on me, to just sleep with random guy.
You haven't given me
that's the adult decision to make.
You're never home.
Okay. There it is. The War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB. He's never home. She justifies her cheating by saying, you're never home. You never pay any attention. We talked to Jonathan Fogel, and Jonathan Fogel, a family attorney, basically knows a story that's really similar to the Ice House story. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are you guys?
That story, good. That story rang a bell with you right away, with a former client or a story you heard about.
It did. It wasn't a former client, but it was a story that came from another attorney that I know. He had a client who had a 32-foot ice castle, black night ice house. Now, that may mean something to a lot of people. I'm not an ice fisher, but, you know, I'm more of an ice drinker. But this is, so he had this ice house, right, which was about $45,000 ice house.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
Good
$45,000 ice house. I don't fish. I used to have a little ice, like accordion tent that I thought was pretty cool that cost maybe $1,000.
How long do you even use an ice house a year? A couple of months?
Oh, God, no. Probably November through into February is when you got to get it off the ice.
Okay.
Right.
So what happens?
This ice house was a huge point of contention between these two because he spent a lot of time there. She absolutely hated that he's put this much money into it. So they're getting divorced, and he knew that if he kept the ice house, he'd have to give her half the value. So he was so hell-bent on her not getting half the value, he just let it sink at the end of the season.
Oh, my gosh.
So, in other words, the ice melts, it's ice out, he lets his $45,000 ice castle, or whatever it's called, sink into the lake. But you got to figure this was a bad mistake.
Terrible mistake. First of all, he got a huge fine from the state. He had to pay to get the thing removed. And the court still ordered him to give her half of the value of what it was before he sank it.
Wow. So it was $22,500 before. That was the value. Now it's probably worth a lot less because it's like just damaged in the water. Wow.
Right. But the court, you know, look, the court still can make you pay for something even if it's gone or damaged. And this is the tip that I have for people. First of all, don't do this.
Yeah.
Right? It's not a good idea. Right. That's first safety tip. Don't do these things. Right. But the other thing is in a divorce case, the courts not only expect, but they demand that you disclose all of your assets and that you not destroy assets in the process. Right. And if you do, the courts have the ability to either sanction or give some sort of monetary penalty against you, or to order that you give your soon-to-be ex the value of what that was before you destroyed it.
So if I have a beautiful Bayliner boat and I don't want to give Susan half of the value of it, it would be dumb for me to sink it in Gray's Bay on Lake Minnetonka, so that's a bad idea.
That's a very bad idea. Very bad idea. And you know, the reality at the end of the day, don't give it away. Don't do anything. Just accept the fact that you have this boat. And if anything, just sell it and then split the proceeds of it.
Sounds like a lot of work. If I was going to get a divorce, would you be somebody that I could call and get a consultation, Jonathan?
Dave, absolutely. And you know, I hope that never happens. But if people need something, they can call me. I'm all about giving people education and helping them understand what their rights are. It's a free consultation. And I actually enjoy sitting down with people and explaining to them what that process looks like.
Right. Dave wouldn't care about anything like the house or anything. He just wants to make sure he gets all of his magic tricks.
I don't want to say how much they're worth.
My brother's a professional magician. Magic tricks are not cheap. I know that.
No, they're not. It's true.
Also, Jonathan, you may not be surprised to hear this, or Dave, all the texts pretty much are on her side, which is pretty rare to have all the people.
Why are they on her side?
Because they said, for the first time in War of the Roses history, I'm on the girl's side. I can't blame her. Doesn't surprise me. He sounds like a crappy husband. Matt needs to lay off the weekends at Mille Lacs. And someone else said, women are just much classier at getting busted than men.
How is that classy?
I think it's because she admitted it. She did turn it on him, but she was like, yeah, and this is why. Whereas usually guys are like, it wasn't me, or this is your fault. This is, and they,
what are you doing
it, like,
snooping in my stuff?
And they claim that they were just sending flowers to someone who helped them, like the other week, because someone helped them change a spare tire or something.
Right. Well, get a hold of Jonathan for your free consultation, either Zoom or in person. Go to FogelFamilyLaw.com. He'll take good care of you, walk you through the whole process. F-O-G-E-L, Fogel Family Law. Counselor, have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Thursday, okay?
All right, you too. Take care, guys.
Always got the best stories. Maybe you just want to get a consultation with Jonathan to have coffee and hear his stories.
Someone said Jonathan is such a great addition to this. They like Jonathan. We should have said that when he was on the phone, so we felt good. We let him go and then gave him a compliment.
John, I'll send him an email later. It is KWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. That's War of the Roses. You can hear them on our podcast channel. If you say, I think if you go to like iHeartRadio and search Dave Ryan, War of the Roses, there's hundreds of episodes that go back years that you can go listen to. Mm-hmm. And just pick one at random. It's like spin a random wheel and roulette, check out a War of the Roses on a road trip or when you're driving up to Duluth or whatever.